ain't the kind who wear a tie. Working up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says that work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Devin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay.
You're okay? How's your week going?
It's going.
Yeah.
It's a week. Yep.
Man, I'm in pain. This arm thing still killing me. But I finally bitched enough to the doctor's offices that they finally gave me I guess a form of a painkiller, because they haven't given me anything for the pain. They're just like, oh, well, we want you to try this. We want you to try, like, these steroids. Try these steroids. Like, those things aren't helping. Give me something for pain so I can sleep at night. So they ended up giving me something that apparently is going to affect, it's for nerve pain, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hopefully it works. The guy at the pharmacy or the pharmacist told me that it's going to make me not necessarily drowsy, but it's going to make me like
loopy.
No, that's not how he described it. He said blockheaded, like it's going to make you kind of like unaware and like just kind of like blank. I was like, okay, whatever. As long as I don't feel pain, I don't care. But yeah. All right. So Devin, we're not even going to pretend. It is Thursday. It is October 31st. It is Halloween night. We're recording SU. This is going to come out tomorrow. So I've been scrambling around. I've been trying to think, okay, it's like, well, we already did our Halloween stream over the weekend, which I thought it went a lot better than I thought it would.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we consistently had quite a few people watching, and it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun playing all the different games and stuff.
I even had fun playing Pacify.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight. Not Pacify in general, but so I reached out to Ross and I was like, "Hey, I need some ideas about what to record for SU. I mean, it is Halloween and, you know, it's the last day of October. I kind of want to go out on like a Halloween-ish type note." And he did give me a couple ideas, and one of which I actually really enjoyed and I wanted your opinion on it. So first and foremost, okay, he put them in alphabetical order. He labeled them like 2A, 2B, and then throughout the alphabet. He got to like G before he gave up. He's like, that's all the ideas I got. First and foremost, all right, we don't trick-or-treat anymore. I don't trick-or-treat anymore. But what's your favorite Halloween candy, Devin? I don't necessarily know that I know the answer to this.
For me? Probably. Yeah. Probably just like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, my man. Me too.
Is that my favorite candy all the time? Probably not, but Halloween, yeah, sure.
You can't really go wrong with a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's the thing.
No, it's like it's the safest option outside of like peanut butter allergies, which just miraculously popped up in the past like 30 years.
Right? Yeah.
Explain that to
you
people.
Think about that. Like, 30 years ago, no one was allergic to peanuts.
really wasn't. Like, not to the level of like where it's at. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. It bothers me, people. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I mean, we do. We understand. Yes, 30 years ago, people probably were allergic to peanuts, but the cases were so few and far between, or you just didn't hear about them. Like, but nowadays, everybody's allergic to everything. Everything offends everybody. People need to fucking grow up. I don't get it. You know? I don't. I just. I don't know. I'm not one of those proponents of like every kid in a sports game should get a trophy, like
no.
participation trophy.
That's not no. realistic. That's it's not realistic to life. Like this is the people out there. Listen, what I'm saying is you have to look at it from this perspective.
How do you feel if your kid comes home, right, Devin? Imagine this: you have a child. Okay, your kid comes home and says, "Daddy, Daddy, I won second place." Oh yeah, out of how many teams? Two.
Well, first off, I have a problem with the statement. I won second place. No, you lost. There's no winning in second place. You lost. But there's a lot to be learned in losing. Like, and that's the thing. Like, if you, I've learned so many of my greatest accomplishments came in the shadow of a loss or a defeat. And you take that away, like you take that away from, you know, what's out there, and it. What's the point? Like it's right. So difficult to sit there. You know, at that point, just what's the point? There's no point anymore.
And I mean, you can equate that to like a lot of different things. Like, okay, so for instance, before we started streaming, you were playing Magic the Gathering. I was in the middle of a Hearthstone game, which is another card game, right? But even in both of those aspects, if, say, me and you are playing Magic together or against each other, right? Which I hate to play you. I'm not going to lie. I do.
I don't know why.
Yeah, like, I know.
You beat me more than I beat you. And you're like,
that's debatable.
No, it's not.
But if, you know, if we're playing against each other and I lose, I learned something about that match. Not just the fact that I lost, but I learned what to look out for. I learn what kind of combination you use to beat me and, you know, stuff like that. So going into the next time we play each other with those particular decks, I can be on the lookout. I know that if you play that, you know, that Ajazi Pride main, whatever the fuck, you know, every time you gain life, he gets fucking attack power. Just kill him right the fuck out the gate, you know?
And I think so, like, you can apply that back to, like, life. It's like, if you don't give... Or if you give people, like in a sports situation, if they go out, you know, you're playing baseball and you have a bad game and you lose and you have that true feeling of like, I lost. That's going to do one of two things. People who maybe weren't cut out for it, they're going to leave and they're going to just be like, well, we lost, whatever. This game sucks. I'm not playing it anymore. People that are really into it, they're going to go and figure out why they lost. They're going to go and get better. They're going to be like, well, I lost because, you know, I should have been able to get more hits. Dude, they're going to go practice their batting for a long time. They're going to go practice. They're going to get better and better and better.
Right.
And they're going to work to get better and stay better because they don't want to experience that feeling of loss again or that experience of being helpless. So you really got to – and you got to harness that. Like, you have to harness that. And I feel like you neuter a lot of that at a young age by, you know, like there's game, like they play games now at like Little League and even above Little League where they don't keep score.
Right.
Like there's baseball games right now where kids are playing baseball and they don't keep score. And I'm like, how do you not keep score? Like you need to keep score. That shows something, that teaches something, that, you know, just sitting there being like, oh, you know, you got everybody's a winner, but that's also not true life. It doesn't show you how to work for something, how to push for something. So that same person, when they go to go get a job later and, you know, they have all their friends are getting promoted or, you know, their partner's getting promoted and they're not, they're like, well, what's going on? You know, we're all winners here. It's like, well, no, Carrie's more of a winner than you are. Cause Carrie's trying. She's putting her foot forward. She's out here trying. Meanwhile, you're winning. So, yeah, I mean, come on. Like, come on, people. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But that wasn't the topic of the show.
No, that really wasn't. We went from favorite Halloween candy to that. I mean, that's just our, hey, that's one of our tangents. Fuck it. All right. The topic that I got for you, though, is... So Ross wrote to me, horror games that are scary versus not scary. And on top of that, what makes a game frightening?
Okay.
So, like, you could, I mean, there is no argument. Resident Evil, it is technically a horror game. Okay.
Yes. I would say the first two, the first like one through two of them are actually scary.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Resident Evil 3, I was going to say, yeah, they stopped being scary. First one, I remember playing the first one when it was, like, new, and yeah.
Crocodile.
It was scary as fuck.
Crocodile all day.
Dude, just the zombie dogs freaked me out.
Right. I mean, and I would say even the new Resident Evil that came back, like, that most recent one. Where, like, they're on the farm. That one was kind of more in the vein of scary, but it was still Resident Evil. It was still a very different kind of thing.
Right. But, like, yeah, you have games like that, and then you have games like, what the hell was the name of the game that I played with Ross? The Evil Within, okay? That's a horror game. It had kind of some jump-scary kind of moments, but in general, it was kind of like a Resident Evil-esque sort of game. It really wasn't that scary.
You're right.
But then you have games like Pacify, which are very simple, arguably very simple games. Like, you have a very simple goal. It's fucking freaky as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, what games do we deem scary versus not scary? Like, if we could give, like, a little bit of a list. And then what, to us, makes a game scary? Like, I'll tell you right now, to me, it's ambiance and, like, the soundtrack. Like, if you put freaky-ass music with, like, weird sounds in the background, like, that's what Pacify does to me. Like, you start hearing, like, weird sounds and stuff, and then, like, that little ring-looking chick fucking floating at you and whatnot. That freaks me the fuck out. Like, no lie. But, like, jump scares, that's another one. If you really want to scare me, do a jump scare. But, like, things like Dead by Daylight, you're dealing with, you know, horror people like Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, and stuff. The game's not scary. Sometimes you get a jump scare that might be scary because you turn around and all of a sudden there's, you know, Michael Myers staring at you and you got to run for your life. But
right.
Ultimately, the game's not scary. You know,
not at all.
It's entertaining, but yeah, I mean, like, so what kind of things in games stand out that really kind of, like, put you on edge as far as this is a legit scary game? You know what I mean? Like, for me, it's the music and subtle noises. 'Cause I start getting in my own head. What about you?
For me, I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, music, kind of music, the ambiance of it, the camera, especially, like, so some things they'll do where they'll, you know, they'll restrict your camera where you can't look a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, one of the scariest games I've ever played, which is not even really a full game, it's a demo for a game that they took off the market, which is unfortunate. It was going to be the new Silent Hill, but PT.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one with Norman Reedus as the main character?
Yeah, it was supposed to be. And he canceled that game, and then they went on, and now they're doing, was it Death Standing or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, originally it was supposed to be PT. PT, which was a canceled Silent Hill game, that was probably the scariest game I ever played. And it was just a demo, but it was just they restricted the camera angle. You had, like, it gave you that sense of you're walking, and you, like, walk in a room and then, like, walk out of a room, and you'd be like, and you'd have to go back in the room, and you're like, wait a minute, something's different in here. Like, you would get that feeling, like, it would hit you in the face, but you couldn't put your finger on it, and that's what was terrifying.
Right.
And also, too, there's been a recent hack in that, like, hack of that game where they went back and looked, and they hacked the camera in that game. It was like, you could control the camera. They hacked the camera in that game, where in every single second of the game, the chick is actually right behind you. Lisa, the ghost, she's right behind you every second in the game.
Really?
But she just follows your camera, so you never see her. See, until that, she wants to be seen.
I think that would freak me out. Because, like, okay, for instance, when we were playing Pacify on the Halloween stream, the worst part for me was when we were both in the boiler room and she came and got you, and I was just like, I can't get around either one of you. Like, I was stuck in the corner there for a minute. So I just literally faced the wall, and I just started saying, nope, nope. And then the worst part was when you were like, just that urgency in your voice, and you're like, Webby, don't turn around. Just stay there. Just whatever you do, just you're good. Just stay there. I was freaking out. Because I knew she was right behind me. You know,
dude,
what I mean?
She had her nose on your back. Like, it was like, it was ridiculous. Like, she had her nose on your back. I was like, not oh, good. God, no, not like this.
Oh man. What about that? What's that game? The Men of Medan or whatever. The one that you
Men of Medan?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually bought that. I haven't played it yet. I need to do that at some point.
That also looked like kind of a freakier type game, because like that one gives you choices, and depending on your choices, it affects, you know, cinematically what happens.
Yeah, that game is just like one of my other. I wouldn't call that game. It's scary. It's a fun game, but it's not really scary because it's more of like an interactive movie. But they're all kind of terrible people, so you really don't care if they die.
Right.
Because it's made by the same people that made Until Dawn. Until Dawn is really one of my favorite games to play, but it's only on PlayStation, unfortunately. But it has a lot of cool people. Has like voice actors. Has like Hayden Panettiere, Peter Stormare, Rami Malek, Brett Dalton. They're all like voice characters in it. It was like an interactive movie. Like, it was actually like an interactive movie. It was a really interesting game.
So listeners out there, feel free to post on our Facebook page too, because I want to know what makes things scary to you. Like me, I don't know, even like when it comes to like movies and stuff, like we watched all those scary movies this month.
And we're going to watch The Shining at some point, probably this week, and then talk about it next time. That's what I think we're doing next time, if I can find the time to do it.
But, like, none of those movies struck me as, like, yeah, they were horror, but none of them were scary to me.
No.
Like, you get movies, like, if you sit down and you make me watch, like, 13 Ghosts, which
you know, I find funny. He finds...
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is, like, it has good people in it. Like, I love Matthew Lillard, right? And he's in that movie. But the thing is like, there are... literally maybe two scenes in the movie that they just stick with me, and then that makes me freak out. Like, I start getting in my own head. The Ring, I sat down and I watched The Ring almost the entire way through. I laughed at certain scenes. Like, I thought it legit was kind of a funny movie up until at the very end when the little fucking wet bitch comes crawling out the TV. I couldn't handle it. That got me.
Yeah, no.
You know?
I hear you.
It's, I don't know. Like, I watched, what was it? The Exorcism of Emily Rose. And yep. That movie was compelling. But when I was sitting on my couch watching that, and it got to a certain part, and it, like, I couldn't help but, like, I put my feet up off the floor and I put them up on the couch. I was like, nope, not doing this. You know, in case there's something underneath my couch that's going to grab me by the foot and rip me underneath there. I never know. You know?
No, I got you. I mean, I understand. Trust me. I get it. But, like, you know, your mom kind of even said the same thing to me. She was like, you guys pick some weak horror movies. I'm like, to be fair,
two of them were listener picks. I'm sorry, just in general for mine. And then you were going easy on me.
Yes, I was. Like, I was going easy on you for those picks because I was like, you know, for my pick. And I just, because I enjoyed Dave Made a Maze, like I said, and it was an excuse to watch Dave Made a Maze. Like, I mean, true right. story. It was just an excuse to watch Dave Made a Maze. I love that movie. And so I made my call. But yeah.
Yeah.
Next
year, Devin says he's not going easy on me. He's actually going to be out to scare me. It's not a hard thing to do. I don't know. Like, even if we had watched The Hills Have Eyes, that movie wouldn't have frightened me. That movie would have sickened me. That's the only reason I was so against watching it.
Right. You know? And that's fine. Like, Hills Have Eyes, but like, I would have, like, my picks for...
Here's another perfect example, and I don't even know why. Like, I don't know why it creeped me out so much. The fucking Blair Witch Project, okay? That movie fucking was boring as fuck. I hated that movie.
I guarantee you the last 5 minutes scared you more than the whole movie did.
It wasn't even the last 5 minutes. It was literally as soon as they walked into that cabin and they turned around and they looked and their buddy was just standing with his face towards the corner of the room. Like, they had their back towards them or whatever. That freaked me the fuck out. I was like, dude, all I'm seeing is a dude facing the corner. I don't know why this is freaking me out so bad. But it did. You know? I don't know. It's... I don't know what type of fear that is that really
puts me on edge. I think what scares you the most is it's kind of the fear of... You're afraid of something that's not necessarily there. It's kind of the same thing that scares you in games. It's like it's not the creature; it's the absence of the creature. But you know something's off,
right?
Like, you know something's off in the scene, but you can't exactly say what it is, and you can't exactly, you know, like do anything about it,
right?
And for me, like, going back to games for a second, like, for me, games that make me slowly feel like I'm the one that's going crazy, I love, and they also terrify me.
What?
Like, games that make me feel like I'm slowly going crazy, I love, but they also terrify me. Like, games where, like, stuff will slowly change in the environment, or stuff will slowly, you know... Like, there was a game that did that, where the controls would slowly get harder to use, and stuff would change in the environment as you were going through the game. So, like, intense scenes, you'd be, like, mashing the turn button, and you're turning slow as fuck. You're like, I'm not crazy. This is way slower than usual. What the fuck? And it would do that to you, and it would be like, you would be trying to run somewhere, and you're literally running down this hallway, and the hallway, you just left the hallway, and the hallway's not changing, but it's taking longer to get to the end of the hallway. Hallway's not longer, you're moving slower. And it would do things like that. Yeah, I wish I could remember what game that was. But it would do shit like that to you and make you, it was really subtle, but it would make you, like, lose your mind a little bit while you were playing it. And those kind of games, to me, like, really stand out.
Right.
Because they actually drive me up the wall. Like, I sit there like, I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm not crazy. But maybe I am.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think I'm my own worst enemy when it comes to horror. That's really what I think it boils down to.
You create things that are worse than what's actually there?
Yeah. This day, like Pet Sematary, like, I've told you this story a million times. I can't watch Pet Sematary because of the one scene with the little old lady in the rocking chair, because my mom
had a rocking chair like
that. Yeah, my mom had her room when growing up. Her room was set up kind of like that old lady's room, and she had a rocking chair in the corner for a little while. I was just like, every time I looked it through the doorway, I just saw it rocking. It's like, nope, I'm good.
That reminds me of that scene I sent you. Like, that one, like, short clip I sent you, you're like, thanks, I can't sleep tonight. I have a lamp like that just by my bed.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You know?
Maybe it's like, I haven't slept since.
Yeah. I know, it's messed up. So. But. Yeah.
If I had to pick four movies, like, just for myself, I would have picked Hereditary. I would have picked the original Amityville Horror. I would have picked, let me think, Hereditary, the original Amityville Horror. I would have picked The Shining.
See, I know for a fact, and I haven't seen it, but I know for a fact the Amityville Horror movie would have freaked me out.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Any movie based off of like Possession will freak me out. Like The Exorcism of Emily Rose, that movie freaked me the fuck out. I don't do well with people who get all contorted and walk backwards downstairs.
Yeah. So I would have, for my four films I would have picked for that would have been The Shining. In this order, I would have picked The House of the Devil, followed by, actually, no, I would have picked the original, like the original, like horror, like Scary House. I would have picked the Amityville Horror first, followed by The House of the Devil. Or should I go House of the Devil, then Amityville Horror? Because if I went House of the Devil, you would have lower expectations, and the Amityville Horror would blow them out of the water. Yeah, I would do that way. I would do House of the Devil first, Amityville Horror, the original, because that's a true story. That's a true house and a true story, based on a true story. Follow that with Hereditary, then follow that with The Shining. That would have been my four I would have picked. And maybe the four we're doing next year.
Well, I mean, we're going to be watching The Shining before then anyway.
Right.
So.
True story. So I just replaced The Shining with something else, which is fine. I can do that.
Man. I don't know. It's freaky.
What?
I don't know. Just, I'm thinking back on some of the movies that really kind of got to me.
Have you seen the original Paranormal Activity?
No, I haven't seen any of the Paranormal Activities.
Okay, then I would pick that one. No, I'd pick that one. No. I would end with the Amityville Horror. So I would start with House of the Devil, go into Paranormal Activity, which ironically enough came out the same year, then go Hereditary, then end with the Amityville Horror. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. That those are the four I'd pick. Paranormal Activity 1, 2, and 3. Well, 1 and 2 are really good. 3 is... Mm-hmm. And then the recent one is great in a funny way. I mean, it ends with a bunch of cholos running in a house and shooting people. I mean, it ends with a bunch of cholos. Spoiler alert. Ends with a bunch of cholos running in a house and like shooting up cultists. It's pretty funny. I find it in kind of funny. It's pretty funny.
Well, I mean, that's all I got for that particular one that that Ross said.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
Oh,
I mean, so
actually, another game.
We didn't really list our horror games. So.
Another game. It's called Fear.
Yep. That
so
game's fun.
I started playing that, and it's a shooter game, and I had fun playing it.
That game reminds me of BioShock. Oh, not BioShock. What's the other one that's kind of like BioShock? Dead Space.
Never played it.
It's like a cross between that game and Alien Isolation.
Okay.
You're basically a guy in a space station by yourself. You have guns and you're fighting like cosmic horrors.
Okay. But yeah, like, so playing that game, there's just at the very beginning, just the fact that you keep seeing this little girl in this little red dress. And again, it's, you know, the hair's down in front of her face. You don't really ever see her face. And that freaked me out. Like, I eventually ended up playing through all of the Fear games. Like, I've beaten all of them. Some really weird twist storylines to the fucking, like, the third one. But... yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't like little girls with hair in front of their face. Like, I don't like not being able to see faces. Oh, that and The Grudge. I get freaked out with
the Grudge in the
pale kid.
Have you seen the original Grudge?
No, with Sarah. That's not the
one. No, the original, like the actual, Asian one. That one's terrifyingly fun.
Nope,
that one's terrifying. The other one's like, all right, that one's actually terrifying.
But yeah, like the one where she's in the shower and then like there's a hand that comes out of the back of her skull, or whatever. Nah, I'm good, dude. I don't know. I'm, man. I feel like we really did drop the ball this Halloween though, because like all these movies that really do freak me out, and I wasn't freaked out in a single one of them this year.
I mean,
I'm tooting my own horn, but next year you're gonna pull me through the ringer. So
I'm gonna lambast you next year. It's fine.
So yeah. Let's see. I have a couple little things that we can talk about, and then we'll wrap up. It'll be kind of a shorter.
That's fine. For all you sidebar, for all you bronies out there, and all you My Little Pony lovers. Magic the Gathering Arena is currently having a promotion where you can buy My Little Pony sleeves for your cards. So just so you know, now is the time to act.
Okay.
For $3.99, you too could have a Princess Twilight Sparkle sleeve.
All right. So Ross did send me two links for some Halloween trivia, it being Halloween and all.
Okay, I know.
I'm going to see if you know any of these.
Probably not.
The first jack-o'-lanterns. All of these are multiple choice, but I'm going to see if you know them off the top of your head.
Probably not. Looking for it.
What were they made out of? If you don't know, I will give you the multiple choices.
Oh, they were made out of, give me the multiple choice, because I know it was like a root vegetable. I can't remember what it was.
Watermelons, turnips, coconuts, and pumpkins.
Turnips.
It was.
And they're terrifying. They are.
Have you
seen a picture of them?
I have. I did a little bit of research into this.
They are terrifying. Like, people should still make turnip jack-o'-lanterns.
Agreed.
Because they're terrifying. Like, that one's terrifying.
Let's see. Halloween is generally considered to have evolved from what ancient festival? Beltane, Ostara, Lammas, or Samhain?
It's a Samhain?
It is.
Ding, there ding, ding.
It is, Samhain is a festival that is the Celtic New Year.
There we go.
Let's see. From base to point, what is the order of colors on a piece of candy corn?
It's orange, white, yellow, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I hate candy corn, so I'm fine with that.
I think it's orange, yellow, white. Nope, I was wrong too. Fuck, what color is candy corn?
Candy corn is
yellow, orange, white. Yep, yellow, orange, white.
Okay.
The Indian corn variation is brown at the widest end. I like this because when I click on them, it gives me a little or ding, ding, ding noise, so I can just that'll just get added into the thing.
I like it. Nice.
What might you quote unquote bob for on Halloween? Pumpkins, sweet potatoes, Snickers, or apples?
Apples.
You are correct.
Who's bobbing for stickers?
Like, I mean, I would.
You know, I kind of want to see that now. Like, somebody go through have like a movie based around like a murderous Halloween party, and somebody tries to bob for apples, but it's just like hydrochloric acid, and they just bob and die.
Yeah.
Like, their face melted off. Like, yeah.
All right. If you want to keep spirits out of your home on Halloween, what should you sprinkle on your doorstep? Sage, garlic, holy water, or salt?
I'm gonna go with salt.
You are correct.
Supernatural now is coming through for you, boy.
That's right. According to tradition, salt can be laid around the boundaries of a room to prevent spirits and demons from entering.
Take that, spirits and demons.
Here we go. What classic horror film is based on a true story? The Amityville Horror, The Blair Witch Project. You are correct. The Amityville Horror is based on the alleged experiences of the Lutz family who brought a new
home. Is that up in your neck of the woods, too?
Who bought a new home. It's in New York. Oh, okay. On 112 Ocean Avenue in Amityville, New York, a house where a mass murder had been committed the year before.
112 Ocean Ave, man. Big ass house too. Jesus.
Oh no!
Built 1920 floor.
I'll never
floor
do space this.
4,100 square feet, three floors. Not a bad spot. Currently owned by David D'Antonio, who's an author. Go for it.
Let's see. According to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what will you see? Dead ancestors, Bloody Mary, your death, or your future spouse?
Your death.
Incorrect.
Oh.
I'm going to say dead ancestors. Bloody Mary. I was also incorrect. No, it's not Bloody Mary either. According to this, your superstition, spouse? Your spouse.
All right. That's I know what I'm doing tonight at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, because it's not Bloody Mary, because that's the one where you have to say that
You got
to
stand in there and say Bloody Mary.
Three times in a row. Here's my dad chiming in. Oh. But you got to say the name. That's the problem. It's not. This is just looking into a mirror at midnight on Halloween. Let's see.
So let me ask you this question. Is it 12 a.m. on the 31st or 12 a.m. on the 1st? Because technically I already missed it.
It'd be midnight on the 31st.
So we missed it already. Damn. No,
technically we haven't.
No, because midnight is not the 31st anymore. Midnight is not the, is in the 1st.
Either way, we wouldn't have missed it. That would be tonight.
Well that's
slash
tonight.
Tomorrow morning.
No, it would have been Thursday at 12 a.m., which is past, because Thursday, today, is the 31st. At 12 a.m. would have just moved to Thursday, meaning we missed it already.
By the time this comes out.
No, even today we've missed it.
I don't...
Because at 12
a.m. I see
what
you're saying now.
It changes to the 31st, meaning you would have to... If I stood in the mirror at 12 a.m. tonight or tomorrow, it would be 12 a.m. on the 1st, not 12 a, not midnight on Halloween. Midnight on Halloween is the 12 a.m. on the 31st.
You pose an interesting point there. Yeah, I would say that it would be the first thing. It would be the very first thing that you do that day. Because, yeah, technically you are correct.
It's like I have to wait another year to find out who
now,
my spouse is.
I got another question. When it comes to like superstitions like this, right?
Yep.
How do they know what time zone that's in? Like,
it don't get that deep. It's not important. It's supernatural. It applies to your time zone.
Technically, would it apply to the time zone of, say, like the British Isles or whatever? Like,
it applies to the It'd be. I think what is it? GMT is the standard time, like across the board.
I guess.
Yeah, I think you could do the standard time, you could just say that it's supernatural and it the legend will conform to your timeline because it's nice like that. I like to think if the legend is like if it's like a sinister thing, it'll just conform to your time. It's like, well, I want you to fuck up, so I'll just conform.
Right.
Like SP at midnight, 12:02. Sure, why not? Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Let's fuck with you.
What was I gonna say? Oh, what product is banned in Hollywood on Halloween? Toilet paper, ski masks, razor blades, or silly string?
You would think it's razor blades, but I'm gonna say silly string.
You are correct.
There we go.
Silly string fans should stay away from Hollywood on Halloween. An ordinance banning the toy, first introduced in 2004 after complaints from Hollywood Boulevard property owners, is only enforced on October 31st. If you're caught with sticky hands, expect to pay a $1,000 fine.
You would think it would be mask and razor blades. You'd think, right? Like,
yeah, I was going to go ski masks, but...
You would think it's ski mask and razor blades, but I'm like, eh. Yeah. Silly string. Hollywood, silly string. Hollywood's a crazy place. Silly string sounds more appropriate.
Fair.
Bunch of clowns.
Now, here's one that I have that I'm uncertain about. What movie convinced people to get rid of Ouija boards? Witchboard, Paranormal Activity, The Exorcist, or White Noise?
Well, that's The Exorcist, hands down.
Yeah, you are correct. I don't remember much about The Exorcist. I know she vomited a bunch of pea soup.
Yep, it's a good movie, though. Good movie. This is Zariah. I have 17 creepy facts about 112 Ocean Avenue.
Okay, I'll do 16 more of these. Facts.
I have a little bit of time. It's fine.
That one, we'll go to page 5 of this real quick. We'll go to who died on Halloween night? Harry Houdini, Mary Shelley, H.P. Lovecraft, or Bram Stoker?
I believe it's Harry Houdini.
You are correct. No comments from the peanut gallery.
I answered before the peanut gallery, so it's okay.
It was Houdini. I thought you didn't like people hearing you or being on TV and stuff.
He's like being
I see that visually you know, you're being recorded right now. This is going to get released because I'm not editing you out. Too late. You're being heard. That's fine, but I'm not editing this. No, you did not get it wrong. I'm not saying you did.
I like how I went from I don't want to be on, I don't want to be recorded to, all right, from recorded, I don't want to get it wrong. Did I get it wrong? Okay, we're good. Dad's a winner.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, this will be an easy one for you. We'll end on this one, I guess. In what Halloween classic does Max Dennison accidentally resurrect 3 witches from the Salem witch trials? Beetlejuice, Hocus Pocus, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, or the Black Cauldron?
I actually know this one. I want to go with...
That dinging noise was my correct guess.
I actually don't know the answer to this one. What are the options again?
Beetlejuice, Hocus Pocus, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, or the Black Cauldron. It's a Halloween classic.
I'm going to go Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
You are incorrect.
All right, that's fine.
It is Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, okay.
No, you're being recorded. For somebody who doesn't like to be recorded, you're being recorded.
I haven't seen Hocus Pocus in years. Like, that was like my Halloween movie when I was a kid.
I just said the answer was Hocus Pocus.
Jesus, that was like my Halloween movie when I was a kid. It's like now I just like, I've kind of outgrown that movie. Like, I love it to death.
But I haven't seen it since I was younger, yeah.
I haven't seen it in probably like 10 years. Like, I forgot the kid.
Damn it.
You really, like, fall over in the back.
People live on SU are going to witness me beating my father. All right.
All right.
I'm all done my trivia, Devin. You can go give me your what was it? Facts about the Amityville Horror House?
Facts about the Amityville Horror House, yes. It's supposed to be 17, but I'm going to go 16 because there's no, who cares about the square footage? Actually, it's going to be 14 because these are 15. These are facts. Anyway, so the night of November 13th, 1974, using a 35 caliber Marlin 336C rifle, 24-year-old Ronald Defoe Jr. shot the other 6 members of his family as they slept at 112 Ocean Ave. Going from room to room, he first shot his parents, then his 2 brothers, then his 2 sisters. The murders took 15 minutes from start to finish. All 6 victims were found lying face down in bed, despite the fact that they had all been killed in the middle of the night with gun blasts. Neighbors only reported hearing the dog bark. Defoe showered after the murders and then went to the local bar, acting hysterically and saying it looked like someone had killed his family. When he was taken by police to be interrogated, Defoe told them that a mob hitman had held a gun to his head, but when police pointed out inconsistencies in the story, he confessed, saying, "Once I started, I just couldn't stop. It went so fast."
Jesus.
His lawyers attempted to cop to an insanity plea for Defoe, claiming that he heard voices commanding him to kill. The defense failed. Defoe was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 6 life sentences. All of his parole appeals have been denied. Defoe has changed his story numerous times since killing his family. Apart from the original alibi that a mafia hitman had done it, he claimed that his sisters killed their father, then their mother killed him, then their mother killed his sisters and the other children. Then he killed his mother in another version. He only killed his sisters while struggling with a gun. Nearly 13 months after the murders, the house remained empty until it was bought by the Lutz family for $88,000. Which, by the way, I will say this. The square footage of that house, $88,000, is quite the steal. I mean, granted, it's House of the Devil, but it's quite the steal. I mean, if you go back up, the house has 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and it's 4,300 square feet. And it used to have a swimming pool and a boathouse.
All right.
So, I mean, for $88,000, this is quite the steal. I mean, I could deal with a little possession for $88,000. It's a nice house.
I probably couldn't do it.
We just have to work out like a possession schedule. Like, all right, look, you can take over my body on Tuesdays and Thursdays and every other Sunday.
Yeah. No, I don't see me doing that. So
anyway. So when the Lutzes moved in, all the furniture from the Defoe family remained intact from the night of the murder. They had purchased the furniture for $400 as part of their mortgage agreement. That's just stupid. The Lutzes only lasted in the house for 28 days before moving out, terrified at what they claimed was supernatural phenomena, according to the book, The Amityville Horror. Allegations of what happened during those 4 weeks include Patriarch George Lutz would wake up around 3:15 every morning to visit the boathouse. This happened to be the exact time of the Defoe family killings. Even though it was December and quite cold in New York, the house was swarming with flies. Kathy Lutz had repeated nightmares about the murders. Kathy said she repeatedly felt herself being embraced by an unseen force. George and Kathy claimed they saw the image of a demon with half his head blown out. Yes. The Lutz's daughter, Missy, befriended an entity she called Jody, a demonic red-eyed pig. George kept waking up to the sound of the front door slamming, but no one else had heard it, and the front door was always closed when he checked. Kathy received red welts in her chest and levitated 2 feet in the air while in bed. Jeanne Clovenhoof prints appeared in the snow outside the house on New Year's Day. Green slime oozed from walls in the house in the hall. A crucifix on the wall kept revolving until it was upside down. George saw his wife transform into a 90-year-old woman. The Lutzes hired a priest to bless the house. The priest claimed that upon throwing his first splash of holy water inside the house, he heard a loud masculine voice demanding he get out. The priest subsequently developed a high fever and blisters on his palms, similar to a stigmata, the mark of crucifixion. The Lutzes also claimed that every family before and after them experienced similar things. This was soundly refuted by subsequent residents, the Grimardi family, who issued this statement. The quiet village of Emmonville, Long Island, has been made infamous by a hoax. It would never be the same. It is Long Island's equivalent to Watergate. None of us will be here today if a responsible publisher and author had not given credibility to 2 liars and allowed them the privilege of putting the word true in a book in which all actuality is a novel. The credibility of the hoax stems from using a charlatan Catholic priest who's been banned from performing his religious duties by the Diocese of Rockville Center, the equivalent of disembarkment of a lawyer. The charlatan priest has been involved with a complicity to a lie and therefore deserves no credibility and should be dealt with accordingly. That last statement sounds kind of sinister.
All right.
He needs to be dealt with accordingly. The book, The Amityville Horror, although highly fictionalized, was greeted by the press as if entirely nonfiction. The LA Times gushed it as it was more hideously frightening than The Exorcist because it actually happened. And it has spawned a long list of movies. So there's The Amityville Horror in 1979, The Amityville 2, The Possession in 1982, Amityville 3D in 1983, Amityville 4, The Evil Escapes in 1989, The Amityville Curse in 1990, The Amityville It's About Time in 1992, Amityville A New Generation in 1993, Amityville Dollhouse 1996, Jesus Amityville Horror Christ. 2005 Remake, The Amityville Haunting in 2011, The Amityville Asylum in 2013, The Amityville Death House in 2015, The Amityville Playhouse in 2015, the Amityville No-Scape in 2016, the Amityville The Awakening in 2017, and the Amityville Murders in 2018. And we may have another one coming in 2019 or 2020. Who knows? And you can tour the house was recently remodeled so that the creepy windows on the top floor, that like demonic eyes, were removed. It sold for nearly $1 million, and the new owners worked out a deal with the city where the address was changed to 108 Ocean Avenue.
Jesus.
So there you go.
Well, that was... I don't really want to watch this movie next year, Devin.
That's happening.
Fuck. What if we watch it before next year?
Then it... We'll watch the remake next year. Yeah, you can compare the two. I mean, the remake has Ryan Reynolds.
Can we watch that one instead of the originals?
No.
Shit.
We can watch both.
Fuck. I'm not gaining anything here.
I mean, yeah, the remake, it is played by Ryan Reynolds. I mean, actually, the remake is not that bad. Like, I don't hate the remake. It's not as atmospheric and not as well done as the original. Best way to put it.
Okay. Fair.
I mean, here, I'll tell you what. We can watch none of them next year. But we got to do an entire... We got to do 3 weeks. We watch one horror movie. But we got to do a three-week back-to-back review of Rose Red.
I don't know what that is. Is that a horror movie?
It's a Stephen King miniseries. It's like 4 hours long. It's that four-hour thing I was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours long.
I'm not making any deals until I learn a little bit more about this.
It's honestly... It came out on Sci-Fi. It was like me. It's not that bad. It's one of those movies like I actually enjoy it. It does have some moments, and it has like the creepy house vibe and like things changing in the house, but like I don't hate it.
Right.
It's just kind of one of those things where it's kind of like, it's very similar to what's that movie with Liam Neeson? The remake of The Haunting of Hill House. The Haunting. There you go. That was it. Hey, look at me. It's kind of similar to The Haunting. In fact, it was originally written to be The Haunting. It was going to be a loose remake of The Haunting. But then when it didn't happen for whatever reason, I think they went with somebody. They picked up the other movie instead. They picked up The Haunting, the other one. So then he was just like, all right, well, then he rewrote it and made it into a miniseries for Sci-Fi. So it's kind of very similar along those same veins. So kind of like The Haunting of Hill House, in that same kind of vein, except I believe, I'm not mistaken in this, they're psychics. They are psychics. Yes.
Okay.
So like they're psychics going into a house supposed to be like, psychic phenomena are supposed to happen in the house. It's like this giant ass mansion. And they're going there to do that. To like, you know, tap into that. And I forgot the whole story. But yeah, I enjoy it. It's three parts. Each part's like an hour and a half. It's like 4 hours total. We could do that. 100%. We could do that. Or we could do the little movies I mentioned before. Honestly, out of all the movies I mentioned, I think the one that's going to get you the most is probably Hereditary.
Now, what is that one about?
That's one more new. That one's came out last year. I read you this little synopsis. When the matriarch of the Graham family passes away, her daughter and grandchildren begin to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets about their ancestry, trying to outrun the sinister fate they have inherited. Absolutely love this movie. It was absolutely an amazing movie. I went in with it expecting way less than what I got out of it, and I loved it. It's actually a great movie. Probably one of the scarier horror movies to come out in a long time.
Okay.
But, all right.
Well,
I think that's all of mine I got.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we got for this this week's SU. So, again, write us on Facebook and tell us what you what would scare you in a video game, or what in a movie particularly scares you, if it's anything in particular? Devin, do we have our life advice with Devin?
Yeah. My talk out of building. What we were talking about earlier, it's okay to fail. It's okay to lose. You know, it sounds kind of cliched, but you'll learn some of your best lessons in life from losing and failing than you ever will by always succeeding. So don't be afraid of failure. Just be prepared to learn from it.
Right on. All right. And then where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @DMP_Pookie and on Twitch at Pook Killed Me. And you can find me on eBay searching abandoned houses by myself.
And as always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word, on Twitch at DMWebby, on Instagram at Patrick.Webster52,
hey.
And on eBay, reluctantly following not Devin me. Into...
Hey, he's coming with me, boys. We're doing it.
I can't let you do it, bro.
You know what?
I can't let you do it solo.
You know what? Next year, screw it. This is what we're doing. No promises. Next year, this is what we're doing, though. We're not even going to watch horror movies. Me and Webby are going to go on a ghost hunting retreat.
Nope.
For like a week.
Nope.
Take it with me. Nope. And then we're going to come back and report on it. Nope. That's what's going to happen. Nope. We're going to shoot live SU episodes.
Dude, I won't even go into haunted houses. Shit. Like, I won't even go into a haunted house.
Webby, you just said nope. You're going to reluctantly come along with me.
Fuck.
So.
Fuck. All right. Until next time, everybody. Fuck Booster Gold and fuck Halloween. God.
Fuck Booster Gold. We out of here.
I don't even know where the exit music is on this. Hold on, I don't have it up. I'm not prepared. I'm very not happy about my own fucking words now. Shit. You know, I'm just keeping my goddamn mouth shut. Fuck Dan Cook too.
Yep, fuck Dan Cook.
It's only for the month, so this is the last time we get to do it. Dan Cook, if you're listening, it's nothing personal.
But it also kind of is.
It kind of is.